type. Most of the documents are signed now electronically using electronic signature platform, so we really don't have a lot of people visiting our office, except for the people that might come that still like to do business face-to-face, which I would say that'd be about 20 to 30% of our business. So we want to have nice facilities, peaceful facilities for people like that. I plan to have a lawn service, maintain the yard, so it will be well manicured. And I would like to put up a small kind of combination stone and wood sign with our logo and name on it and ours, but I don't plan on having any lights on it. So I don't plan on having a big lit up sign out there at all hours of the night.
Where do you picture the sign at?
Oh, well, I mean, of course, we'll have to pay attention to the easements, of course, but probably somewhere kind of in the middle of that circle drive back from the road as far as I'm supposed to have it. Just something, maybe a couple stone pillars with a nice wood, just a nice wood look. Something that kind of fits the Ozark theme of the property. Something that's just classy, upscale.
And you're not going to light it?
I'm not planning on having the sign, you know, lit. At some point I may have a little sign, like one of those things you can get at Lowe's. It's like a solar lamp.
Well, I'm kind of concerned about people that come off of Honeysuckle when they look down there and you're looking right at your light. They're going to have trouble looking at both ways of the street to see how to pull out.
Mm. Well, I mean,
we really can't regulate that unless we do put that in the recommendation.
I mean, I certainly don't want to do anything that's going to be.
I mean, don't you see that?
I think you probably get a sign, just a little, that's not going to be a blinding light.
No, but I mean, when somebody looks in, they're pulling out from that stop sign. They're trying to look both sides of the road, and they're looking at that light right in their face.
That's what I'm saying. It's not going to be that bright of a light.
And even then, the lights.
Yeah, they'll be facing it.
No, the lights will be facing the sign. They'll be facing towards the car.
And even then, I don't have to have lights on it. That's an issue.
You're going to put your sign with the road or perpendicular to it so as they drive by, they can see it?
Correct. Exactly. So perpendicular to the road so they would be able to see it.
Well, if he puts some light on, it's got a little hood.
Yeah.
And you don't plan on it. Nobody's going to be a resident of the place. It's strictly for
no,
the office.
No, sir. As long as me and my wife get along, we'll be. I don't plan on occupying the residence.
No, I'm married. I'm with you. It would be better than at the doghouse.
That's right.
That's my general business and typing teacher's house, so don't mess it up.
Okay. Well, that's what I heard. Mama Barton is what they called her.
Right.
And all the septic guys that we came to look, they all had a lot of good things to say about the family. So we don't want to dishonor that memory at all.
Hey, semi.
Anybody else got any more questions? George?
I'm good.
You got any more questions?
No, sir.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you next Monday night, Jeremy. Okay. Now, we got something here on Nightly, old and new business. You folks, are you good with him? Okay. I meant to ask you there before we started because you hadn't signed up and I thought you were sitting too close together to be against it. So I thought I better ask you before you left. What do you got here, Bob?
Well, I just wanted to talk to the group in general. I guess part of it is I want to give the commission a heads up that I don't know that I wanted to talk about the specifics of one case necessarily, but we've received a complaint form where they're complaining about 25 properties that are being utilized for nightly rental. To make a long story short, the several parties have attorneys in this particular case. I've run it by the county commission's attorney, and it was my initial understanding that this entire development was approved with an understanding that at least a percentage of the entire development would allow for nightly rental. the county commission's attorney is of the opinion that even if that is the case, that the way the code book's currently written, he's of the opinion that each one of these will have to come back and seek a Division III special use permit. We're looking at the potential of 20 to 25 applications coming in at one time. I guess it's led me to a little concern about nightly rental in general.
Better bring coffee pot.
Well, I guess I kind of want to talk to the group, and I don't think I really expect an answer tonight, but I just wanted everybody to be brainstorming on it. If you go to Vacation Rental by Owner, and it's just one website, it's just one example. If you type in Branson, Missouri, we have a total of about 1,200 nightly rentals that come up there. I think if you type in Ridgedale and Hollister, it's right around 1,000 each. And there's some overlap, I think, between those searches. But my feeling is, and it would be a guess, but I imagine we have 1,500 or more nightly rentals right now in Taney County. And
80% of them aren't permitted.
And the vast majority are not permitted. And so we've always approached this primarily because we've got a pretty small staff on a complaint-driven basis. One of the things I was curious about, we've contacted the other 29 counties that we're aware of that have planning and zoning in the state. Now we're probably dealing with more nightly rentals or vacation rentals than anybody.
Nobody compares to us as far as nightly rentals.
Yeah, there's not another county that's current in the state that's currently regulating it, but there's not another county that's dealing with the volumes that we're dealing with either.
Other than
maybe Camden, and I know Stone has a pretty good number. At this point, I've actually drafted a couple different versions of a more traditional form of zoning, and in one form I basically don't have any provisions for nightly rental. In a second version right now, I'm kind of looking at maybe having districts that allow nightly rental, possibly other zoning districts that don't allow nightly rental. But I guess I just wanted everybody to brainstorm on it, I guess, as much as anything. Or, I don't know, I just wanted to get you guys' feedback on it, I guess, really.
Well, my feedback is that I think when people buy and there's a recorded deed attached to it, or if they're encumbered by any CC&R documents, and if they are, I'm of the opinion that we should look to those documents to help guide us if nightly rentals should be allowed or not. If there are not CC&Rs that they're tied to, then it would be based on the development code and the items in there for us to make a judgment call if it can be approved or not approved. But if someone's bought into a subdivision that other people have bought into that specifically limit commercial activity, I'm of the opinion that we should support the reported documents and not allow that. And then they can go to Board of Adjustments or whatever. And that's why I almost think that needs to be part of the application process. If you're within a subdivision, those documents are put before us to review through the process that we're going through.
Siesta Cove has the lots that he's talking about. It is restricted to residential,
yeah,
because that plat adopted those restrictions.
The second plat did.
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't think that has a choice but to deny that particular application.
Well, I agree with Howard on as far as the restriction go, because I've been on the other side of that coin where you know, there's restrictions. Okay, fine. Why is there a mobile home next door to my house that you told me I had to build?
The thing that does get kind of sticky, I mean, our office can't really enforce private restrictions just because you could really put anything
in that neighborhood.
Yeah.
Them.
But I guess as much as anything, too,
Well, the thing is about you having control over those 1,200, even though they don't have the in restrictions, they are not compatible to our restrictions because they do not have that permit. So you need to be writing those 1,200 letters saying you're not conforming to our codes and the lawyer next.
Who operates websites?
Well, and that's it. That's just it, too, at this point. And I'm just using this as an example. Vacation Rental by Owner and Home Away, they were recently purchased by Expedia. So just using this, I think we've just hit the tip of the iceberg, honestly, guys, because I think you're going to see this thing explode. I think it's actually going to go, and I could be wrong, I don't want to put Jeremy on the spot, but I know Jeremy works with Nightly Rental quite a bit, but I foresee this being something that we're going to see more and more of. I mean, I think it's actually, when I first started here, and I would go to VRBO, you would see 7-800 if you typed in Branson. Now you're seeing, you know, a few years later, you're seeing 1,200. I think it could be a few years from now, you may see 2,400. I think it's ever expanding. But with a total staff of 5 people, and 2 of those people, you know, one basically is a water quality lab person. The other person is the is essentially the person that permits all the houses and all the septic systems. It doesn't leave a whole lot of staff to chase down, you know, 1,200, 1,300 of these.
We're facing the same thing. We have 2 people, and there's a lot in place. So I don't know how to tackle it.
Yeah, it's just a hard...
The ones that come through are fine. They're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But they don't go through P&Z either.
Do you
know? It's just a change of use.
Whether anybody is complaining or not, I think that we should follow our codes, and we should at least send those letters out. And then follow those letters up with another letter. Those are simple. It is a lot. But are we going to let some people get by with it, just like this man brought up about that house across the lake? Oh, man, they're doing it ever since.
So if they're not complaining, there's nothing to react to.
Well, we cannot stop the one across the lake that people have complained about. The one that we're in litigation over right now.
And a lot of it, I mean... Exactly. With that one, it's... And just...
And this man thought it was okay.
I don't want to talk specifics, but we have a certain number of these that have been referred as far as we can take them. They've been referred to the prosecuting attorney's office. They've actually filed criminal charges against them, but they're continuing to utilize them for Nightly Rental because there have been countersuits filed, basically. And so it's taking years for these lawsuits to come through the court system. And so that's, I don't know, it's a tough one to know how to handle.
We can do what we can do, but anything that comes before us, I think we have if we have a defined plan, we can operate based on that and follow through the process and do the best we can.
But as much as anything, like I said, I just kind of wanted to give a heads up first off that
I foresee. So you want everybody to scratch their head and let you know something next week?
Well, and I don't even know if I'm expecting a definitive answer, but I just.
What is that neighborhood you're talking about?
Branson Creek. It's a couple of the subdivisions within Branson Creek.
Would it be possible to issue these special use permits on a 6-month basis? You know, yes, you can do that for 6 months, and then we're going to examine it again and see if we got any complaints or anything like that. But if you've got to rewrite the code, why not? Or maybe it's not a good idea. I don't know.
But yeah, I've probably struggled with Nightly Rental more than any other single topic.
If you had over a 6 months deal, then you'd be another 6 months, but there'd be a lot of paperwork and stuff involved.
Well, no, the first one. They apply for it.